Hello and welcome to day five of Podmas. Thank you so much for all your lovely feedback so far. Keep it coming. Tweet me at Wanderly's blog or DM me on Instagram at Wanderly's blog, or you can email me lucy@wanderlys.com. You can join the Facebook group, What She Said Podcast. If you just type that into Facebook, you'll find us. It's a closed group, so you just have to request to join, but I'll approve you. Anyhow, this episode is courtesy of the lovely Dora at Memora Diary. And she came up with this brilliant suggestion of talking about imitation versus copying. So I guess that line between, you know, the sincerest form of flattery is imitation, or whatever. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Whatever it is, that line between emulating somebody and just copying them. I have to just let you know that today's been a really tough day. So my daughter is sat in front of Peppa Pig at the moment because that's the only way I'm going to record an episode. She's very happy. I don't consider it torture for her to be sat in front of Peppa Pig for the next 15 minutes. But if you can hear some annoying TV music in the background, that's why. So please, if you don't like the audio, feel free to stop listening, unsubscribe, and tweet me about it. Please don't leave a negative review, because it massively hurts the podcast when you do that. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not hurting anyone. So if you could, ideally, if you don't like the podcast, just stop listening. That's fine by me. Anyway, you can tell I've had about 2 hours sleep, right? I'm getting really snarky. Anyway, okay, so on to the episode. Actually, this is a topic that Sarah Ferguson and I talked about in episode 20, I think it is. We talked about, you know, that real fine line where we can all fall foul of it and we can also be on the receiving end of it. And it feels kind of crappy either way. But what is that line? Sometimes it's really hard to see it. And why don't we talk about it more? Because I think when you don't have any colleagues and you're in the online world, or you don't have any of them sat next to you, and we're all kind of forging our own paths, it's all too easy to look to somebody who you love to kind of do what they're doing, or without even realizing it. So a couple of examples, I guess. A course that I did with Sarah Tasker, the Insta Retreat, and actually, you know what, this is an exercise that we did back in school, and Sarah and I talked about it in the podcast episode. Not Sarah Tasker, Sarah Ferguson. So it was a course with Sarah Tasker, but Sarah Ferguson and I talked about it in the podcast episode. Using a piece of art to copy, to then, you start off with that and then you find your style. And we did that in the Insta Retreat. We picked an Instagram kind of that we adored and then copied it, literally copied it. We didn't necessarily post it, but we copied it to see where it would go. And from there, you kind of start to find your style. And actually, the thing that we copied was one of hers, so there was no drama, there was no copyright infringement. She'd given us permission to do so. But I suppose I'm of the opinion that it's quite hard in blogging, and I think we to not fall foul of the copying thing. And I think it's okay, but it feels crappy when you're on the receiving end of it. But I think it's kind of okay to go through that arc of not knowing where you're going, feeling a little bit lost and overwhelmed with all the noise out there. And so just looking at somebody you admire and emulating what they do first before you find your style, I think that's totally okay. I think most of us would say that's totally okay. But then again, I'm not such a big blogger that I've ever been on the receiving end of anyone really copying me, I don't think. Or I certainly haven't noticed it. So it's probably quite easy for me to say. Another example I wanted to give you is that fairly recently, and I'm going to have to speak in code a little bit, fairly recently, I found a piece of content and it made me feel a bit uncomfortable because I was like, oh my God, this is exactly like somebody else. And it felt like a carbon copy of something else I'd read before. And I had to check with a friend whether I was just being really oversensitive. And the friend said, no, my God, no, it's like weirdly copy. It is completely copying and it's kind of creepy. And I didn't know whether to tell the person or not. And so I asked this friend and said, what would you do? Because I feel weird about telling somebody, oh, by the way, this person is copying you, because it felt a bit pointless. Like if they had noticed, then, you know, they're gracious enough to let it go. If they haven't noticed, then maybe I'm just going to make them feel worse. And we both decided that actually, if that was me, I would want to know. So I told them and they were very gracious about it, et cetera, et cetera. But I really, and that, you know, that person is still creating content in the same ilk as the other person. I feel so weird about it. And it made me think, oh my God, what if other people are saying this about me? What if there's something that I'm doing that is completely copying? Because I'm positive that in many different facets of my career, I've initially emulated somebody before I found my own way. And I think if we're all honest, I think that we all have. You know, when I started out in blogging, I was blogging about beauty, and that's purely because I was reading beauty blogs. And then when I was blogging about travel, I was doing it in the style of the travel blogs that I was reading. And now I feel like I found my voice, and I blog how I want to blog, I write how I want to write. And I think I've got a pretty distinct voice in that sense. But then, you know, on other platforms, Instagram, when I started taking it a lot more seriously, obviously I was doing this course and we were actively looking at other artists, looking at other Instagrammers and emulating their style in order to find our own style. It didn't feel like we were copying because it was kind of homework. So yeah, I mean, I would love to hear what you think about this. I think it's really hard, really, really hard. And what I would say in terms of, I don't know if I've got any practical advice, I definitely haven't got all the answers, but give yourself a break to start with. Be kind to yourself, because I think we've all been there. And think about why you're doing it. I think often it comes from a place of insecurity, in that, not necessarily because you're insecure and jealous and so you're copying someone else. I guess there is that. Of course there is that for some people. But I think more often than not, we're doing it because we don't feel safe to kind of write something in our own authentic voice, or to do something completely different to everybody else. You know, I guess with Instagram and with blogging and with everything, there's little trends, and then there's micro trends, and there's seasonal trends, and it's really easy to just slip into doing what everybody else is doing. But going against the grain can be a really awesome thing, and it can elevate you to a new level of success. But it's hard. I mean, I think it's hard. I certainly don't particularly do it. I'm not particularly original. I'm not like a big boundary pusher. But also, you won't necessarily find many pictures of peonies when it's peony season, because I'm quite contrary and I don't really like to do what everybody else is doing. Well, that makes me sound like I'm awesome and really cool. It's more because I'm a bit lazy, so I could not be bothered to go out and get a pumpkin. So when everybody was taking pictures of themselves picking a flipping pumpkin, I was like, mate, I don't even know where there's a pumpkin picking field near me, for a start. For another thing, I don't want to spend my weekend doing that. I don't even like pumpkins. And lastly, pumpkins are orange. My feed does not have orange in it. So autumn for me, as much as I love autumn, it's my favourite season. I mean, I probably posted the least in autumn because the colours, they're too warm, too orange. Anyway, that's an aside. So there, I became very original in that I just stopped posting. anyway, I'm starting to ramble now, and we're coming up to the 11-minute mark. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please do carry on giving me suggestions. Thank you to Dora for giving me this topic. I think it's really interesting and I love talking about it, so I'd love to hear what you think. Go over and follow Dora. She's at Mamora Diary on Instagram. And you can find links to all of her other stuff there. She's got a really beautiful Instagram. She's really cool as well. She, her Instagram stories are really, really cool. They're really funny, and she's always doing new challenges, like vegan challenges and waste-free challenges and no plastic challenges, but like not in a preachy way. She's awesome. You'll like her. She's very funny. That's it. I've rambled on now for almost 12 minutes. Have a great day.